nervous breakdown, said one buddy to another, not as a joke, as sometimes guys will kind of josh each other back and forth. No, he was dead serious when he said to his friend, "You are headed for a nervous breakdown. You are overworked and you are under relationshiped, and you are primed for a disaster." I once heard a pastor say that if you do not come apart to be with the Lord, if you don't even take rest, so if you do not come apart, you will come apart one way or the other. How do we reconnect with our power source in Jesus Christ? Jesus, in his point now in his message with his disciples after that triumphal entry, speaks about this. He has talked about first to serve, and again, he served them by washing their feet. Love, very proactive, not feelings focused only, but very proactive, service oriented kind of love. Last week it was about trust, following. Trust me in this process. Today he speaks about abiding. Essential, it is essential for growth. Also, as part of that abiding process in that plant analogy, he speaks about pruning, that it leads to greater fruitfulness, and that joy comes from obedience. Abiding is essential for growth. Pruning leads to greater faithfulness, and joy comes from obedience. Abiding in Christ is essential. It is strategic for growth. Jesus says, "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." An electric drill will not work without the power cord connected to the power source. No battery-powered weed eater will work without the battery. Speak from experience. No gas-powered lawnmower will work without gas. At times, it can be hard enough to get them to work with gas, but just give it up without the gas. A lamp will not shine unless it is attached, connected to the wall. And we all know of more than one repair bill covered simply the cost of connecting to the power source. I'll be talking about this plant more with the youngsters at the later service, but go ahead and if you look, it is a little on the wilty side. Tomorrow it's due. It's one of these that's great for people like me. Twice a month, you water it, that's it. So on the 1st and the 15th are my 2 days to do that. And it's a little wilty, so I kept it purposely. It's a little wilty. When it has the water and can abide in the water, it will grow. I can watch it change in the course of a day. Come in the morning, put the water in. By midday, it's all looking happy again. When we neglect prayer, reading scripture, worship, we can experience spiritual dryness and a lack of fruitfulness. When we neglect that fellowship with one another, which is supposed to be nourishing, we can be dry. We stay connected when we pray, read, fellowship. Think of any kind of spending time in any relationship and nurturing it. The old story goes about the wife who says to her husband, "You just never tell me that I love you." He'd say, "I love you." And he said, "I told you on our wedding day, if I ever change my mind, I'll let you know." doesn't quite work for harmony there. Abide in me and I in you. And then a reminder that pruning leads to greater fruitfulness. Every branch that does not bear fruit, or every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. He'll cut the ones off that do not, but those that are bearing fruit, he will prune, that it may bear more fruit. A basic rule was discovered, I think, by accident, but the power of pruning. I mean, I saw that in Virginia. I had some, I say so myself, some lovely roses, rose bushes, and had that experience of cutting back, even though it's going great, and then to see more. Cutting away dead branches allows trees to even heal and bear better blooms. Related to that, thinking of a story shared from Yellowstone National Park, a lesson they learned the hard way about, in a sense, of pruning. It used to be in the Yellowstone, whenever a fire got started, they would put it out. And if a fire is started by the careless camper, they will do just that. However, some years ago, they had changed their policy so that if lightning strikes a tree and a fire is started, that's nature. We let nature take its course. We'll keep people safe. We'll try to protect buildings. But we let nature take its course. And they had a really horrible scorching fire because they had let underbrush build. And stuff that should have just was not decompressing or decomposing fast enough. But things that did not need to be there from a perspective of nature had gathered up, and that actually made this set of fires worse. But they noticed that once the fire had come through and cleared out the underbrush, and yes, it was all dark and whatever had been burned, but how the growth came back and even better, and the air was even cleaner. Did all kinds of these scientific measurements because, okay, we've just done this for the first time. Let nature take its course. And they found the air was even clearer, cleaner, because the basically fire pruning had taken place. We can look at challenges as seasons of pruning, as opportunities for growth, trusting that God is shaping us for a greater purpose. As the Stoic saying goes, the obstacle is the way. Joy comes from obedience. Abide in Christ, pruning for growth, and joy comes from obedience. The things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that you, that your joy may be full. An athlete follows a coach's training plan with discipline and finds joy in winning the championship. Joy in improving in performance. The military, of course, trains, prepares, because it's said that we don't rise to the occasion as much as we fall back on our training. Jesus obeyed the Father completely, even to the cross. And God the Father exalted Jesus, God the Son. True joy comes from putting our lives in alignment with God's will, obeying His commands, and trusting His plan. You can spend all kinds of money on getting the best tires that are out there. And if those tires are not properly aligned, all the quality in the world will not keep them in order, and very soon you will have to have them replaced. Abide in Christ, grow in Christ. We do that first by building the relationship. Abide in Christ, build your relationship. And in due course, pruning will come, but for something greater. Abide in Christ. Be pruned in Christ. And obey in Christ. We know those who are wayward have lost their way. Here today is a call to come back home. Abide in Christ. It's essential for growth. Abide in Christ. It's essential as we are pruned. And abide in Christ as we seek to be faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.